This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And by now you've probably heard Daniel Pearl, the Wall Street Journal reporter that was kidnapped, is dead. He was pronounced dead, or it was confirmed that he is dead today by the State Department. Daniel Pearl, a Wall Street Journal reporter who was taken hostage a month ago by extremists in Pakistan, is dead. Our embassy in Pakistan has confirmed today that they've received evidence that Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl is dead. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher provided no details on the evidence. U.S. officials said, however, the FBI had obtained a videotape purportedly showing Pearl either dead or being killed. So if there's any doubt what kind of scumbags we're dealing with, if you had any doubt at all, if you were kind of relaxing and you were kicking back, well, you know, these Al-Qaeda guys are squirrely, but we're overreacting. This is an imperialist war that we're fighting, and it's not unlike the colonialist wars we fought in the past, to extend our hegemonist interests in the world. If you think that this is 1965, if you think that this is a backyard fight that really is just one of those backyard fights part of a larger Cold War, if you think that we can settle for these campus smoking room tea room generalities about America's arms race with the Chinese and how we are involved in a colonialist, nationalist, multinational bank conspiracy to take over the world's oil supply, etc., etc. You know, every now and again, a country simply fights for its survival. I know it comes as a shock, especially to us Americans, where this generation, at least, wouldn't know what self-survival is, fighting for it at least, if it came up and performed an act of oral sex on us. We wouldn't know what battling for the survival of our country was if it came up and smacked us right across, if it was a pit bull and was mauling us in the hallway on our way to our apartment. Now, I'm saying that's an extreme thing to say. Of course we do. We've got guys over there right now who are hunting up these scumbags that butchered up 3,000 of our people back on September the 11th. You remember that one, don't you? Now what these guys have done is they've murdered a reporter. Now, why is that a particularly odious crime? I shouldn't have to explain it to an audience of Americans. To an audience of Americans, I shouldn't even have to begin to explain why the murder of a reporter is a particularly despicable, gutless crime. But I guess maybe I do to some people. Now, any other country in the world, you'd have some numbnut sitting there going, why is murdering a reporter any different from a... Yeah, okay, I get it. You know, because they don't know. This is America, though. This is the place that began something called freedom of the press, freedom of speech, and getting at the truth. Because through it all, whether it was Watergate, whether it was My Lai, whether it was the military-industrial complex, whether it was Korea Gate, whether it was Travel Gate, through it all, the reason why you knew about it, the reason why you found out about it, the reason why you could sit back and talk about it is because we had something called a free press and we had reporters, guys like Daniel Pearl, digging, finding, reporting, and printing. Now, what did these dirtbags do over there? Well, they did what they usually do. They killed a Jew. I believe Mr. Pearl is Jewish. If I'm not, well, if he isn't, well, he's now an honorary Jew as far as I'm concerned, because that's what those guys represent over there. See, the Al-Qaeda and the Islamic fundamentalists and whatever these dirtbags choose to call themselves today, they're nothing more than New Age Nazis. You know that, don't you? You don't need to have that explained to you, do you? This is just another incarnation of the Nazis that carved up Jews in Europe in World War II. There's no difference. They have the same agenda. They want to butcher up Jews. And, oh, yeah, they've added another group of people to their hit list, Americans, too. That's the only difference. These guys have added another group. They got Americans on their list, as well as Jews. But they want to kill Jews. They'd stick them in ovens. They'd machine gun them. They'd do whatever they can. See, that we don't have any friends in that part of the world. Don't kid yourself. There's a guy over there right now. What's his name? Musharraf. Is this the guy? He's a dictator. Why? Well, the Pakistani people, they don't get democracy. They're not comfortable with it. They don't understand it. They feel much more confident having a guy shove the barrel of an AK-47 up their ass rather than actually go to a polling place and elect somebody. They'd much rather have somebody just put a gun to their head. Well, good for them. let them live whatever way they want to live. Now they got a dictator over there, a guy that we had to cozy up to. Why? Well, we needed his airspace because we wanted to go in and take out as many of these Al-Qaeda guys as we could before we said, take a flying leap, Musharraf, and the rest of you freaking tablecloth-wearing freaks, we're out of here. Because I don't trust those guys either. What do you think of that? Now, these cops they got in Pakistan, we're supposed to get down on our hands and knees and just worship the ground they walk on because they were getting to the bottom of this Daniel Pearl thing. Well, the guy's dead. Now, maybe he shouldn't have been nosing around where he shouldn't have been nosing around. Yeah, I get it. I understand. Reporters, you know, they put themselves on the line. See, I'm not gonna make that argument today. I'm not gonna make the argument today that everybody would like to make, which is the same argument, by the way, that says a woman didn't want to get raped, man, she should wear that short skirt. Hey, look, the guy was looking for a story. Excuse him. And he got kidnapped by the very scumbags that want to kill you and your kids. And so what did they do? They parked a video camera in front of him, hit the record button, and blew his brains out. Now, these are some real top-notch human beings. You want to know what I think of these guys? They aren't so much scumbags. They're just stupid. They're about as stupid a group of people as you ever met in your life. Now, where do they recruit? They recruit in the alleyways, the ghettos. They recruit in the poor neighborhoods where people have got nothing to lose. That's where you go. That's where you get your foot soldiers. But who are the intellectuals? The intellectuals are middle-class kids with a whole lot of money and a whole lot of pissed off at daddy because he didn't give them the Cadillac on their 18th birthday and he had 14 wives. Whatever Bin Laden's problem is, that's the rest of the guys that run the network down there are the same as him. They're frankly the same as the kids that were running the SLA, Weather Underground, a lot of the people that were on the campuses in the late 1960s, middle-class to upper-middle-class kids, all kinds of time and money to burn, pissed off at America because they don't want to go into the oil business that Papa wanted them to go into, and it was really boring coming home to the same circular driveway every night, and, you know, whatever their problems seemed to be with all of the money that they had, so they decided to foment some kind of a philosophy and a radicalism, and they recruited in the poor neighborhoods, the kids that had no money, it had nothing to do with money, it had more to do with family, no family. No sense of purpose, no sense of belonging. Go into the back alleys, find those people, put them in your organization, stick a bomb in their tape a bomb to their guts and say, go, see that plane there, Charlie? Go fly it into a building. Yes, sir. Okay. We'll be back here, counting the money. So now what they did is they killed a reporter. Now, like I said, I shouldn't have to explain to Americans what that means. But what it basically means is this. They don't care about you understanding them. They don't care about you telling their story. They don't care about Americans dialoguing on the sensibility of our being in that part of the world. They just want to cut up, carve up, butcher up, hang on a meat hook any American that they find. Now, they killed a reporter. The logical and intelligent argument that was made was that this is a guy that could have told their story. They don't want their story told. Just any American they come across, and if it's a Jew, all the better. Because they're fascists, Nazis. The only difference is they wear bed sheets instead of those dopey-looking death's head skull uniforms that those other freaks in Germany wore. But they're the same kind of freaking Nazi that attempted to, you know, push aside the existing social order and in place put in their own really groovy way of doing things. Really fantastic. We loved what the Taliban was doing. Actually, their ideas were bad, except the part where the women couldn't talk. I didn't mind that so much. But other than that, I'm joking. Look at this. Janice is in there. You're not smiling. Okay. They got no social order. They got no worldview. They got no plan. Their only plan is their toilets don't flush. They're eating rat meat. Their countries don't work. The governments that they have in place are run by nothing but scumbags. The intelligentsia in that part of the world is gutless. The only people that got any courage at all are the poor people, and they're the ones that are being manipulated by the scumbags that run the governments and run these pseudo-autocratic and theocratic governments that they have over there. The intelligentsia, anybody that could actually motivate with philosophy that is constructive, they haven't got ball one. So that's the Middle East for you. That's where it is. And, oh, yeah, by the way, they got all of your oil. You know the oil that you wanted to stick into the airplane to fly you to Fiji this summer? Well, guess what? It's over there. You know the oil you wanted to put in your Escalade this summer? The oil you wanted to put in the SUV? You know the oil you wanted to put in the brand new Mercedes S-Series, the convertible? Yeah, that oil. They got it. And those are all a bunch of people. They haven't got any sense of government. They have no sense. Human rights? They wouldn't know human rights if you spelled it. If it was in Highlights magazine. If they were sitting in the dentist's office reading up on it in Jack and Jill. They don't want to know anything about human rights or democracy or interchange or freedom of religion. All they want is a neo-fascist government that kills Jews, implements some medieval theocracy, wears a whole lot of bedsheets, kills Americans, and what else do they do that is of any note? Ride around on camelback, ride around on muleback, hide in a cave, plot your next move against America, whatever it is. There's no sense to what goes on in that part of the world whatsoever. No real sense. There are historical reasons for people doing things the way. Oh yeah, beat women. I thank you very much, Craig. Just reminded me, beating women. That's at the real top of their list. Cut off their hands and beat them. Why? Because they happen to want to have sex every now and again. I think every country over there is an enemy state. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I think every country over there is an enemy state. Now, what do I mean by that? Just what I said. They're not to be trusted. They should be put on the top of an enemy's list. And I think we ought to use Pakistan every bit as much as they think they're using us. And when we're done with them, we ought to flush them down. We ought to feed them to India. Feed them to India. Piecemeal. They should be reabsorbed by the Indian government. And if you got a hard on, if you got a problem because you're Muslim and everybody else is Hindu, or you're Muslim and nobody will say, you know what? Suck on it, man. You're part of a larger world community. You're just going to have to take the historical inevitability that sometimes nobody respects your religion and times are hard. And you brought it on yourself. I think that's what we ought to do with Pakistan, and when we're done with them, we ought to do the same thing with Iran. We ought to use them, we ought to squeeze them dry, and then feed them to whoever's next. Iraq, every last one of them. And as we do that, we develop our own independent energy sources over here. Yeah, keep dreaming, Phil. And then we don't have to buy their oil, and it'll be all really cool. So that's my plan. What do you guys think? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on The Phil Hendry Show. In an intensive sweep, Pakistani police seized several suspects when they were looking for Daniel Pearl, including Ahmed Omar Sheikh, a militant who admitted in a court hearing that he had engineered Pearl's abduction to protest Pakistan's alliance with the United States and its post-September war on terrorism. He said, "Our country shouldn't be catering to America's needs. Your country owes the world money, scumbag. And guess what? You owe us money. You owe us money. So now we're going to have to take it out of your ass. How do you like that, Sheikh? Your country shouldn't be catering to our needs? Yes, you should be catering to our needs. We've given you money. The World Bank has lent you money. Yeah, you owe us big time, Charlie. Well, we have never seen the money. Well, why don't you go complain to that President Musharraf or whatever the guy's name is? But he is a dictator. That, well, you did have a democracy. You didn't want that because, God forbid, you should have a woman running your country. So you went with this dictator because you're all real comfy with that, right? Well, you got what you wanted. Tate, a big mistake you made, you murdered one of our people. That's what you did. And all you're doing is pissing us off a little bit more. Although, maybe you're not. Maybe I'm the only guy that's upset. See, because we, you know, after September the 11th, after we got the tribute to the heroes out of the way and Al Pacino was answering the phones and, you know, and the guy sold all those urinal cakes with Bin Laden's face on it, everybody's kind of settling back now, and they're carving up Americans overseas. We're back on schedule. Kill an American here, butcher up one there. That's the way it goes, huh? Well, I ain't going to forget. Now, you may call me one real cornball guy. I just don't choose to let it drift into the recesses of my memory. I'd like to keep it right up front. I like to stay angry, if you don't mind. I think it's fun. I'm for going all out. I'm for going all out, man. I don't care. I told you, I would have if I'd been 20 years. If it'd been 20 years ago, I'd have put a uniform on by now. You wouldn't even have to be listening to me. I'd be over there riding a camel with all of our special forces guys. I probably wouldn't be on the front line. I might be slopping a gruel in the back. But I'd be over there. I wouldn't be here. I'm ready to rock and roll. Say the word, Bush. Whenever you want, we go, man. I mean pushing buttons, too. That's what I'm talking about. Ready to rock and roll. Because like I said at the beginning, there's a big difference between a colonialist incursion into the internal affairs of another country and a country's legitimate right to fight for its survival. That's what we're doing right now. You want to read somebody's lips? Read mine. That's where this is a good war. Not bad. Good. We go over, kill Al-Qaeda. That good. Bin Laden's head on stick. Good thing. Good thing. Not bad. Jeez. Okay, Patty, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Hi, Patty.
Hi. I was just listening to you on my way home from work, as I always do.
Now, that's a start. And then you call.
I don't know, you just really touched me. I couldn't agree with you more. And as far as the oil is concerned, we can do it.
We can do what?
We can maintain our own oil supply. I realize there's environmental issues involved.
Well, I mean, you know what? The environmental issue involved is where do you want to bury our guys? Do you want to bury them over there or over here? What's going to be best
for
the environment?
Over here.
Yeah. So I would rather our guys not have to go to Afghanistan and get butchered up in some war because we've entangled ourselves in the politics of a part of the world simply because the oil is there, not because we care so much for the human rights of the people. That'd be a nice thing. That'd be
right.
A great thing if everybody was on the same page and said, hey, you know what? The people in Iraq and the people in Syria, they're all being shortchanged by their governments. Let's go fight for their freedom. Unfortunately, we can't do it all. Somebody's going to have to pick up the sword and do it themselves a little bit. What we can do is we cannot entangle ourselves over there anymore. We can stay here. We can take care of our own. We can diplomatically service the world if need be, but not fight for our survival over in Afghanistan because we got to pump the oil out of the ground over there. Look, it's got nothing really to do with oil. I mean, that's the long-range view. But the reason why we're over there and got ourselves tied up there in the first place, and the reason why we have to deal with the worst scum on the face of the earth is because we have this energy need. Now, Hussein, we all know that all that guy deserves is a bullet behind the ear. But I say the same thing for the scumbags that run Iran, the ones that run Syria, the ones that run Lebanon, the ones that run Somalia, whoever's running Somalia, the guys that run Pakistan, I don't trust any of them. I think every last one of them deserves a bullet behind the ear sooner or later. They want to give us a hand in the short run? Great. But in the long run, man, you guys are 86. Because as far as I'm concerned, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm all alone in this, when they flew those planes into the buildings on 9/11, baby, that all bets were off after that. That was the end of the line. Now they've murdered this guy Pearl. All he is just some reporter. But I'm telling you, this shows you exactly what these people are about. They can't stand the truth. They can't stand people writing stories that actually contain factual information. They hate Jews. They hate Americans. And they're murdering scumbags who go to those extents and to those lengths to prove whatever goofy point they think they got. All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'll be back with more jokes and fun in a minute.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, if you just didn't get the news, these scumbag Islamic Nazis have murdered another Jew. This one, Daniel Pearl, the Wall Street Journal reporter who had been kidnapped, and Jew, American, what difference does it make? They killed two birds with one stone on this one. They murdered a Jew, which is what Nazis do, and an American, because that's their avowed purpose, to murder Jews and Americans. Why? Because they're mentally deranged, because they've been breathing all that charcoal fume for too long, man, because they don't have natural gas. I don't know what their problem is. I think it's because they've been living in houses over unflushed septic tanks for so long that the stink that comes up from that finally gets into your brain, you know, and it drives you nuts. It'd drive you crazy if you had to sit over your own toilet morning, noon, and night without being able to flush it. Pretty soon the smell just gets into your, you know, brain cells, and you act like a freaking idiot. So that's the problem. The news has been confirmed. Unflushed toilets drive Islamic Nazis crazy, and they murder another Jew. U.S. sending emergency teams to the Middle East now to show them how to build a flushing toilet and also how to use soap. Does it sound like I'm being just absolutely, hyperbolically, ridiculously inflammatory and insulting? Well, okay, yes, I am. You got to get pissed off, people. You can't, you know, every now and again it's healthy. It cleans out the system. I think this is a pretty good day to get pissed off. Another American citizen with a gun to his head with his hands tied behind his back. Boy, that's the best part. You talk about guts. These are some gutsy guys. Another American with his hands tied behind his back and a slug put into his head. Now, I wonder if these guys that have big enough balls, if you untied that guy's hands for a half a second. Gee, I wonder where their balls are then. Here's another American that they had to tie his hands behind his back. Because I'll tell you something, if you leave an American's hands untied, maybe they're free, maybe they wrap them around your throat. But that's what those guys do. People that are unarmed, people that are innocent, women and children, fly them into a building, blow them up in a pizza parlor, walk into a shopping mall, take a guy hostage, put a gun to his head. This is the strength of these Islamic Nazi scumbags. This is the impetus of their army and their war. This is the thrust of their threat. Just tie somebody's hands behind his back before you put a slug in his head. They talk about having the guts to meet bin Laden on his own terms. Let me tell you what. We went over to Afghanistan. We're looking for him. Anytime you want to come out of the cave there, bin, we ain't tying your hands behind your back. We'll wait till you get out in the open. Hell, you can have your hands free. You can even be holding a gun. We'll blow your head right off your shoulders. We don't have to tie your hands behind your back. And Sheikh Omar, that goes double for you, even though you only got the one good eye. Tell you what we'll do. We'll tie one of our hands behind our back. Will that make you feel better? And you know what we'll do is we'll hold it. We'll put one hand over our eye and we'll... 30 paces. You know, use the flag for a garbage can. Take another American, tie his hands behind his back. A reporter, that's really, I mean, whoever advised you to do that, what a brain surgeon this guy is, this Sheikh Omar. You got to give him the Congressional Medal of Dumb. Let's kidnap a reporter. That'll get the American people on our side. That'll get world opinion marshaled in our favor. Let's murder a reporter. And then everybody will say what smart guys we are. God, are they stupid. You know, Nietzsche said, I don't know who Nietzsche is either, but he said, there is nothing more terrible than ignorance in action, meaning take a stupid man and send him out in the world to do something. Man, is it going to be ugly. That's what you got with these guys. They're all kinds of dumb, and they got lots of time to be dumb all over the place. And somebody gave them plenty of money to be dumb wherever they want to be dumb. So they're being dumb in Pakistan, they're being real stupid in Afghanistan, and they're being, and the only thing dumber than them are some of the Americans that I hear engaging in this conversation about how, you know, America's involved in an imperialist war. You have got to be some kind of idiot. Look, I was there in the late 1960s and early 70s. I was on those campuses. I know what people were saying. I saw the disaffected veterans that came back from Vietnam. They had a point. It was a colonialist incursion in Vietnam and in Laos and in Cambodia. It was a war that was about the multinational interests. This one isn't, you idiot. This is different, man. This is about protecting our borders, the integrity of our country. Do you get it? Or maybe you don't get it. Well, what else do you need? You need somebody else to get kidnapped and have a bullet put through their head? How about you? This isn't, we don't have time for these intellectual chat fests about the hegemony of American policy, and there are reasons. You know, just speaking of stupid, let me just say this, because I saw this guy on TV the other night. This guy was a spokesman for Nation of Islam. Now, Nation of Islam, I've read Elijah Muhammad's biography. Unfortunately, I don't know any black Muslims. I probably wouldn't be allowed into a meeting of black Muslims. And every time I walk down the street and there's a cat selling Elijah Muhammad speaks, he don't want to sell it to me. He never offers it to me. So I'm like, okay. One of these days, I'll walk up to the guy and say, give me one of those. No, sir, I do not give this to the white man. This is for the black man. Okay, great. Anyway, I saw this guy from Nation of Islam. You talk about stupid. Seriously, okay, you say what you want. I'm white, you're black, fine. But I got to tell you something. You got to get some guys that got a little bit more going on upstairs to speak publicly on your behalf. Nation of Islam has got a guy, what's his name, Tony Muhammad? Is that the guy that I saw? What a moron. I'm talking about a gold-plated, 24-karat gold imbecile. He had no knowledge of current events. He had no knowledge of history. He had little to next to any knowledge whatsoever of the actual physical, traceable, trackable historical events in Afghanistan since September the 11th. The videotaped statements of bin Laden, none of this stuff. This guy was absolutely flat stupid. I think that Nation of Islam, frankly, doesn't care what imbecile they send out into the public arena to speak to an audience of perhaps Caucasians or whoever, because they don't give a crap what we think anyway. Just send out any moron. Because even if we send out a really bright guy, your white people wouldn't want to hear it. And you know what? You're probably right. You're right. Because I'm speaking, and I know everything that I'm saying right now, you think I'm being a racist. I'm not being a racist, but there's nothing I can say that's going to convince you that it isn't so. But let me just say this. I do know a stupid person when I hear one. I don't care what color he is. This guy was an idiot. The host asked him, well, don't you recognize the fact that bin Laden has made statements, associating himself to September the 11th? No, I haven't heard that. Oh, you haven't heard that. Well, he was on videotape saying that he understood, in terms of an engineering viewpoint, how the top part of the building would collapse, but he didn't anticipate that the lower part of the building would collapse, and that this is something that he was educated in. But you have to understand. So once the guy got caught with the facts, guess what he retreated to? There are reasons these things take place. Now, these are the words of a coward. I don't care if he wears a bow tie, he's fruit of Islam, and he'll kick ass for Louis Farrakhan. He's a coward. He's a gutless wonder. That's what he is. That's a coward. These are the words of a coward. When a coward says, well, now, let's just find out why the guy's raping our daughter, because there may be reasons. This is a coward. and deserves the same fate, possibly, as the rapist himself. Really, what are the reasons why bin Laden murdered 3,000 people? Well, America has been arrogant. Well, arrogant? You know, I've heard that word a lot, arrogant. Haven't you? You've been hearing that? The Arabs use this word, we're arrogant. I heard the Chinese use it, we're arrogant. You know what arrogant is? Arrogant is someone who's got a lot and they know they got it. And they strut it a little bit. That's what we're guilty of. We're guilty of having a good time with our lives. They don't like it. Well, we wouldn't be arrogant were it not for the fact that your culture and society is in such a sewer that it's a little difficult not to skip and just dance at the knowledge that we're not down in the garbage with you. Naturally, we're happy. We don't live where you live. All I got to do, man, is take one whiff of where you're living and thank God I'm not there, and I guess I will look a little arrogant. Yeah, I'm being arrogant, man. I'm arrogant. I got a good life. I live in America. Yeah, I'm arrogant. Damn right I'm arrogant. I'd rather be here than smelling that cesspool you live in. Oh, but it's America's fault. That's right. I knew we were going to get around to that. I forgot. It's my fault. Why? How could I not know that it's my fault? Of course it's my fault. Every horrible thing in the world is America's fault. God forbid that we should talk about your culpability in it. You had nothing to do with it. You were just sitting there riding your camel one day, and we came along and screwed your life up big time, didn't we? That's right. We gave you the technology to pull the oil out of the ground, and we gave you the millions and millions and billions of dollars with which to enhance the lives of your people. But I guess that's a bad thing, isn't it? The revenues that your countries generate from the sale of oil internationally ought to be able to put every single man, woman, and child in that region of the world on a $30,000 to $40,000 a year allowance, plus medical benefits, plus every kind of social benefit, plus every kind of educational benefit, plus pave all of your roads and have gold toilets in everybody's home. I just used the a-hole word. I dump myself. That's because of us, isn't it? Saddam Hussein murders his own people, keeps the rest of them in abject poverty. Why? Because of America. I know, it was the UN sanctions that did it. And before that, everybody in Iraq was living like everybody is like Central Park West. And Iran, all the money they make in Iran from oil, guess what? The people there just live like it's just another day in the Hamptons. They're sailing boats, cocktail hour. It's just, oh, you mean it's not? Oh, that must be our fault, right? And in Libya and in Tunisia and in every other oil-producing country where the revenue from oil sales ought to be able to make the lives of every person in that country a beautiful thing, no, they're living in a toilet. Why? It's our fault. Now, you want to know what the problem is? You got scumbags running your countries, and you have for decades. Scumbags, criminals, mental deficients, sociopaths, people that if they were living in America, they'd be on a freaking post office wall. That's about all they'd be able to accomplish. If Saddam Hussein were living in this country, he'd have his mug on the side of a post office. He'd be wanted by the police. It's the kind of dirtbag he is. But over in Iraq, he runs the country. Okay, do you want to get into some comedy? Well, how about after the break? All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, you guys in the Middle East don't have enough oil money to get things going. You can always use your drug money. You know, if that oil money just ain't enough, man, to to keep you in enough Cadillacs? Go for that drug money you got. All that smack money. That ought to put you over the top. I mean, what do you need? What do you want? Oh, I forgot. You want to kill Jews and Americans. Yeah, that's right. You want to kill a bunch of Jews and Americans, then you want to go back to having whatever the hell kind of life you think you're going to have. What is it? What is that again? Wearing, the women wear sheets over their faces and you cut off hands. Whatever, Charlie. Okay, here's Chris on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. Enjoy your show a lot.
Thanks.
You had a couple good points tonight. I think one of the big ones during your tirade that you made was that we need to protect our borders. We need to take our military force and surround our own country and stop these nutbags from coming into our country.
Well, yeah. I mean, but the best, as they say, the best defense is an offense. I mean, I like the idea. Terror, terrorists and terror wins because you don't know where they're going to hit next. That's what they've got going for them. But what we got going for us is that they don't know where we're going to hit them next. So you gotta get the head of the ball and take them out on their own turf. You gotta make them worry. Can they go to sleep at night? You gotta make them worry. Can they go and have a vacation someplace? Can they even go and have a cup of coffee in their favorite cafe without somebody walking up very quietly, sticking a bullet behind their ear, and walking on? That's what you do with a terrorist. You take them on in their neighborhood. That's what we're doing in Afghanistan, and hopefully, and I pray to God, that's what our CIA and intelligence services are doing right now in Europe. And I'm not talking about bringing these guys to justice either. I'm talking about walking into an apartment full of them, tossing in a hand grenade, and then walking out. What do you think of that? And the news report that German police are baffled by the explosion in a Munich apartment that killed six Arab students today, some with links to Al-Qaeda. It could have been the CIA, but we don't know. You know, that's the kind of subterfuge that hopefully right now the United States, I'm not talking about what we need, hopefully we're already doing it. Yeah, you know, it must have been bad wiring or something. An electrical fire took the lives of seven Algerian nationals today. Oh, am I being racist? I got news for you. The suspect list happens to include Middle Eastern men, so sue me. Like I said before, and I don't know how many people got it, it's not racist when you say the suspect list includes men coming from countries known to sponsor terrorism who are between the ages of 18 and 33 who have been issued a passport within the last 3 years. That's not profiling. That's a very specific group of individuals. Anybody that says it's profiling is either stupid or trying to foment an argument where one need not take place. Period. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You're either too dumb to figure it out, or you want to just start some crap. Profiling? What if he's 45 and he comes from, Tunisia? The guy's not on the list. All right, Larry, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Larry, go ahead.
And a friend here from New York. Never heard your show before, but I kind of agree with just about everything you're saying. But there's one thing that... You know, you talk about the scumbags in Afghanistan. I mean, there are good scumbags and there's bad scumbags, Phil. And the reason why we only have three people dead over there after so many weeks of fighting is because they're doing the fighting for us. And so there
is
subterfuge.
Who is?
Huh?
Who is?
The Northern Alliance. I mean, they hate the Taliban as much more so than we do.
I'm not talking about the Northern Alliance. I'm talking about the bad scumbags. Bug off. I get it about the Northern Alliance. I understand that they're not great guys, okay? Can we speak in just a broader sense right now without you sitting in West Palm Beach coming up with reasons why my argument is faulty? My argument is pristine, and nobody has called to disagree yet, and now you're pissing me off because you called up to disagree. How dare you? 1-800-4- I understand what you're saying, sir. Yes, the Northern Alliance did our fighting for us. We learned a lesson in Vietnam, sir. You don't get involved in guerrilla war when you can have the guerrillas themselves guerrilla. Phil Henry Show.